We have a shaila if Mia could do Nisuin at the same time that it's doing Erisin. So the Gemara wants to prove, let's bring a raya. Ha'av zakei bebitai. Learned that a man is zakei bebitai b'kedusheha b'kesef b'shtar b'biyah. So we already learned on Gimel Amid Bey that the father keeps the money. Kesef shtar b'biyah. Tosfos explained there that the father could actually take money for allowing someone to marry his daughter. Tani. So how do you look in the Seidah Brais? First it says Zakai because of Shtar B'Biyah, means that there was Kedushay B'Biyah. So Ketani B'Biyah, V'Ketani Nisus. So we see that B is first, this is the second. Now the Gemara, Ki Ketani Nisus, Ashaira. It's no Raya. Could be that Nisus, that Anachinami. It's going on Kesef Shtar. Taisus and Makabalas Gita is Yeshla Stapik. This kayak that a father has to be makabel a get for his daughter, Yeshua Stapik, and Yochel Av makabel get lebite ketana mishanis. This Tosis here has a suffix. The kayak that a father has to be makabel a get for his daughter, when he has the kayak to marry a roof, face this. So, is that kayak only after Erisin? Or is that kayach even after Nisuin? That's Taisus Safik. V'nira l'mayri haver v'nir Yitzchak the Mishanissus ein av yachal kabel aget afili ketana. Or maybe raya, whatever the rayas are. But the psak of the ri is that the father cannot be mekabel aget for her once she is holding after Nisuin. V'kiveger tzeichen su, that Rashi in a number of places addresses this. Rashi Amem Gimel Amid Beis, Diramasal Hiva Via, says the same as Tosis. Just like our Tosis says that Ein Ha'av Yachal Kabbalas Haget, after Nisuin, the same thing, it's Rashi Shita later here in this Masechta on Defim Gimel Amid Beis. However, the other Rashi, Yevamis, Rashi says Fakert. In Yevamis, Rashi says that even after Nisus, the father could still be Mekabel Get for his daughter. So Rabbi Akiva Eger seems to be asking a stirit Rashi. The Rashi Amem Gimel says that after Nisus, the father cannot be Mekabel Get. And Rashi in Yevamis says that you could be Mekabel Get. So it's a Shverik had a stirit Rashi. Saying Yeshua on Tosfos, he doesn't bring this theorem Rashi. He just says the following, and Yeshua says it would answer. It would be a teretz to this theorem Rashi. Because Yeshua writes al pisvara. Tosfos suffik. Tosfos mesupik what? If a father could be mekabel aget for his daughter, mishanissus. Saying Yeshua says that al pisvara that we could be mechalik. That if it's a daughter who's a ketana, mishanissus, then the father could be mekabel get for her. If it's a ketana that he married off, erisin nisuin, then you could be mekabel. If it's a nara, over 12, the father still has kayak for the first half a year. If it's a nara, then you cannot. You cannot be mekabel get. This is what Pnei Yeshua says. Let's talk about Svara in a minute. He married her off. He did Nisuin. He did Erisin and Nisuin for his daughter. And if it's a Ketana, it's like the Pnei Yeshua, it's Mestava, the father, it's the last Kayach. And if it's a Nara, he says, Bekuli Shas, it's Luchach. And once the father does Nisuin for a Nara, he has no shaykes to her anymore. He's totally disconnected from her, and he can't do anything at all. So it's mistaver that by Anara the father loses his ability, and by Ektana that the father has is still able to. But Taisis mentions Ktana. Yeah. Taisis going on Ktana, so he's not saying this into Taisis. He's saying this up his svara. Taisis taka holds that by Ktana the father also has no kayach. Right. So Yeshua is saying up his svara, not like Taisis, saying that by Ktana it's mistava the father does have, and by Anara the father does not have. That, which Yeshua says, fits into the two Rashis. It fits into Rashi, because Rashi, in Gimel Amad Beis, is talking about Anara, Ishinissus. And Rashi Yavamis is talking about a Ketana. So, although the Pnei Yeshua doesn't plug it into Rashi, but there's a tshuva in the Maran Padva, which I saw brought down in the Yitzhar Paiskim, and he says this Pnei Yeshua's chilek into Rashi, to answer the theory in Rashi. So, feed that, it would come out that Rashi Sheet is not the same as Taisis. Taisis says the father has no kayach by Ektana. Rashi is saying the father has no kayach by Anara, but by Ektana the father does have kayach. This is the way to resolve the stira, and it comes out Rashi Sheet is to be like the Pnei Yeshua, is to be mechal.
What do you do with
Taisis Raya from the Yerushalmi? What do you do with Taisis Raya from the Yerushalmi? Every time a Rishon brings a Raya, it's a problem. What? Okay, so it's Bavli. It could also be that Taisis Raya is because the Yerushalmi didn't. Why the Yerushalmi said tonight by a woman who got married to Ketana, father from a Kabbalah again. Dachik in a different case. It doesn't really could clear that the Ketana who got married off by a father and the father from a Kabbalah again is also a bit of a Dachik case. Is it a more common case to make Nishliach? At any rate, this is Rashi Shita. What's the Svara? Where? Amen Gimel. Yeah, I'm sorry. Rashi says, "Hiva v'ya'ayay v'yesh shaharei g'day lahi v'yesh l'yad v'amitavnas v'yada." Sorry, which Rashi? Naram Urasa? Naram Urasa, of course. The Shaila's Nesua. By Naram Urasa, you're right. Yehud in Ketana. The Shaila is after Nesuin. So that's the next Rashi, right? Gemara, he only talks about Eris. The whole Sugi in the Gemara. The Bach is asking the Stira in Rashi. That's what father's the Bach. Assumed it. Alright, anyway, the Rebbe Kivega didn't, the Rebbe Kivega might also have left it in Vedakanara. It really doesn't matter if you take it out or you leave it in. If you leave it in, then certainly Rashi's talking about Anara. If you take it out, so we have to set time that Rashi's talking about Anara. Either way.
Why would you take it out?
Why you would take it out, I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why the Bach took it out. Akapanim, the way the Rashi says, it's klar this chilek. And even if you take it out, even if you don't have a girsa in Rashi, you can still say that to answer the steer in the two Rashis. Yeah. Rashi where? Mimdala. Yeah. Kavishasiya via la here. Russia doesn't say who's mitabel the
ken.
That's certain. The question is only the get. All right, let me explain to you the svara of Uptai Sisafik, and you'll see that it's not that. The father can marry off, that we know. So again, coming back, we have two sheetahs. Taisa says that Bechlal, the father, has no power over get, and after Nisuin, and Rashi, at least the Pnei Yeshua certainly says this, the way I understand this Rashi, is that the father has Rishus by Ketana, not by Nisuin. The Hesber of this Taisvis, I'm not sure who says it, but when I learned this in Yeshiva, this is the way it was explained. Well, what's Taisa's suffix about a get? When the father marries her off, she's the Yisayim of Bechayavia, the father has no more power over her. Right? That's a klal, that once a father marries her off, so he has no more kaychas over her, his kaychas are gone. What's Taisa's suffix if a Bektana Shanissus, if it's any different? What is Tadeya suffix? So the way it's explained is that normally a father marries off his daughter, he loses kaiches over her. Why? Because he gives those kaiches to the husband. In other words, a woman, before she's married, the father is meifin nidareh. She gets married, now the husband is meifin nidareh. The father surrenders to the husband whatever kaiches. He had the kaiches to marry her off, now he gives over that ishus to the husband. When a man marries off his daughter, he's surrendering whatever kaiches he has on his daughter to the husband. Now that's true about all the kaiches. That's true about the lahaf in the dereha, latamala, well not latamala, but liyarsha, and maisayadeha. Whatever it is that the father has kaiach over her, he gives to the husband. Except for one thing. The Kabbalah's Gita. The husband doesn't get the kaiach la Kabbalah's Gita. That doesn't make sense. So when a man marries off his daughter, all the kaiches he loses. Taisus is mesupik. What about the Kabbalah's Gita? Maybe that he retains. Because maybe the kaiches that he loses because he gives it away to the husband. Whatever kaiches he has on his daughter who's a ketana, ma'isiyadeha, afaras nedareha, and liyarsha, these things he's giving away. And Harishas, he's giving away to the husband. So all the things he gives away to the husband, he loses. But the Kayach Makabalas Gita, the words don't make sense. He's not giving it to the husband. The husband's not Makabalas Gita. So that's why there's a tzad that the father retains the Kayach Makabalas Gita. It's not something that he gives away to the husband. It's not something the husband gets. So that's the tzad. Taisus holds it's not I get. But that's the tzad of Taisus Safik. Why should the father be able to be Makabalus I get? Like the Pnei Yeshua says, Bechol Ashas, once a man marries off his daughter, he loses everything. The Teretz is, because the Kabbalah's Gita, he's not giving away. That's the Hezber, what?
When she's an
Ara. Okay, well, I'm talking about Taisus first. But in Taisus, Taisus Namachal can't be an Ara. So, does Taisus mean Dafka Ketana? Does that mean Nara also? Unless Taisus itself a Pashtus Nara. I'll tell you, the Svar is even better. Because this Svar I'm telling you is the Hezber and the Suffolk of Taisus. That's Taisus Suffolk. My father gives away all the kaiches, maybe he retains the right of Kabbalah's Gita. The svara to be mechalach between a ketana and a nara is also very geshmak, according to this mechalach. Because by a nara, at least she's a gedayla. So if the father's giving away the kaiches, she's giving away a kayach to the husband, all the kaiches over his daughter. And the Kabbalah's Gita, she's a gedayla, she'll already decide herself. To be Makabalas Gita or not to be Makabalas Gita. By Ketana, she's not, the father can't give it not to the husband, because Makabalas Gita is not something you give to a husband. And can't give it to her either, because she's a Ketana, she's not a Bardas. So the Svara to say that by Ketana, the father retains the Kayach. and not by a nara is very geschmack. So the father has all the koyaches on his daughter. He marries a roth. So he gives all the koyaches to the husband, except mekabelas gita, because the husband gave him mekabelas gita. So that he retains. So if she's a nara, she's a gedayla, he gives it to her. She gets the koyach mekabelas gita. If she's not a nara, so the father retains whatever koyach he has mekabelas gita. If you look at the father marrying off the daughter this way, that they're koyaches that he has to give away, then the svara of Tosis, the svara of Rashi, is very glad. This is the Hesber in Tosfos, and the answer in the Stira in Rashi. There is, however, one Stira to which I don't know an answer, and it's the Stira in Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Kiveger is the Kasher. Just like Rabbi Kiveger is the Stira in Rashi, he has the Stira in Shulchan Aruch. In Shulchan Aruch, in Hilchos Gittin, Simin Kuf Mem Aleph Sif Hei, it says Nisa Ein Aviyah Mekabelas Gita. It says Beferish. If he gives Nisuan to his daughter, the father cannot be Mekabel the Get, which is Taisus. The father can't be Mekabel the Get once he marries a Roth, and it's like Rashi Amen Gimel. Later, in Hilchis Yibum, Simin Kuf Ayin Gimel, Sif Tez Zayin, Shulchan Aruch has a case, and the Mechaber says the following case. Ketana Shesia Aviyah. Ketana, his father married a Roth. And his Garsha Aviyah. Then the father was Mekabel Get for her. Then Virzira. And then he married her back to this man again. Umeis by the Ketana. And then the husband died. So what happened? The father married a Roth, was Mekabel Get, and then gave her back. She's still Ketana, she's already married twice. And then her husband dies. She's a ketana, she's a grusha, and she's a almana at the same time, right? Because she got a get from him first. Now she's an almana from him. And only that, but she falls to yibum because she's a ketana, she doesn't have children. So Shulchan Aruch it says, Osur liyabe, that the brother can't be miyabim, because the second time the father married a roth, that's not, he has no kayach and atayra to marry a roth a second time. So as I state in Shulchan Aruch, that she's a asur liyabe. No kach min atayra to marry her. But the lashon of the mechaber is the father married her off in this garsha aviyah, and then the father took a get, and then the chazer he married her off again. This garsha aviyah means the father has the power to take a get. It seems to be a stira. Kivege, yes, it's a stira to the first place of Shulchan Aruch where it said even by Ketana that the father has no power after the suit.
Doesn't tell me that the get. It could be they just wanted the divorce.
But the Lashon isn't in the Skarsha Aviyah. That's the problem.
Why does that mean that he was
the problem? It's just even the Skarsha. That's the Skarsha Aviyah.
He was the one that pushed for, he's on the one.
The one that arranged it.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean he accepted the guy.
It's not the simple, it's not the simple reading of the Shulchan Aruch.
Then why doesn't it say that? And he was in Kabbalah.
Well, how did she get divorced when she's a Ketana?
No.
How did she get divorced? The father wasn't Makabal. She's not Makabal. Who's Makabal? If so, perhaps, I don't know. Maybe the kashya is stronger. Right, so this steer is a steer in the Shulchan Aruch, which I'm not sure how to answer. Okay, let's go to the next Tashma. Omer Rav Tashma. The bottom to the last few lines. Alright, this is a Mishnah in Nida. Counts out the years of the age of a girl when different things happen. And it tells you when she reaches 3 years and 1 day old, her bia is a bia. Remain, miskadeshes bevia. It's possible to give a kedusha bevia. Fimbala yavam kana. And if a yavam is bayala is kaina. And she has a dinah shesish min atayra, which means that if someone's bayala, he'll get misa. Umetames bayala mutami mishkav tachten kelyan. And if she's a nida, a bayal nida has a din of a. Alright, if somebody touches a nida, has a din of a vlada tuma, of a kedushin tuma. Somebody who's bayal nida gets a din of an avatuma. Not an avatoma like a nida, but an avatoma latami mishkav tachten kelya. V'nisis l'kayin achelas b'truma. And a ketana who's married to a kayin, the says the father married her to a kayin, she's truma. V'bal echa echad mikola reish abetayra musin al yada v'hipetura. Somebody's by a lot, they get misa, she's a ketana, she's pater. V'bal echa menapsulim pasla min akahuna. And if she gets a din zayna, ketani biya ketani nisis. So it says first Bia, and then it says Nisus. So we see Bia as Erisin after Gemara Chikamar. Ihani Nisuin the Kayin, then Oechelas Metruma. Doesn't mean Nisus. It means if this Nisuin was a Kayin, then she's true. So the Rai is not a Rai. So this would be a very quick piece of Gemara. If not for the bottom Taisis on the Yamad Aleph, which looks more frightening than it actually is. And the truth is, even the Taisis wouldn't be such a Taisis if it weren't for the Marsha. Taisis itself deals with Chayav Olai Mishameshes Ish. Why does that say Chayav Olai Mishameshes Ish? It says already in the Sefer in Boach and the Kol Araya is that the Mumus and Ayada. So why do you have to mention Eishes Ish separately? So first, Taisus wants to say it's going on Yavam. And Taisus has another. Taisus has basically two pshatim, and what's the extra lashon? And Taisus itself also would not be such a big deal. It's not a big deal. I mean, it's important Taisus. What makes this Taisus very significant is the fact that Taisus Teich Devarav brings, where it says Sanhedrin Samach Tes, Dayek mehach to holchem b'din nefosh esachar harayv. Okay, Parapet Sarah Meyer, it's a medayek that by din nefosh esigobas harayv, diyaz linach harayv, dechosh dil ma'ilinasi, v'adayti dil hachi lo kiddish. So what's this is saying? There the Gemara says, it says over here, ba aleha, chayav alam mishamesh esish, chayav visa mishamesh esish. But the Gemara there says you go must arrive, because otherwise maybe she's an alienist. And that's the dachi like kiddush. The right go must arrive. So hashda kivin debala yavam koi have a lovely dachi. That's the dachi like yibe. Says over there that's dachi like kiddush. It's mashu we're going on kiddush and not on yibo. Doesn't say that's dachi like yibe. That's basically why Tosis brings it in. The Marsha, I don't know why the Marsha does it here in Masechtas Kedushin. It has really no shaychus to the sugya of Masechtas Kedushin, of Daf Yud at least. I think the Marsha wanted to force us to chaz us something from Dalet Amud Aleph. Marsha says, Eilanis, hey, you once had Eilanis before. Right? Marsha, by the way, said Shir in Yeshiva. That's where the Marsha is written. I know that because in Sanhedrin there's a place where the Marsha writes that the next few blot, he's not writing anything, so he had to go to the Yom HaShuk. He had to go to the market season. He rather went because he was on the Bezdin. Part of the Yom HaShuk was the Bezdin. Marsha was in the Bezdin of the Yom HaShuk. So he said, these few blot, I didn't give shear, so I'm not writing my whatever it is. Vice Toys, they finished the whole Masechta, because the Marsha usually has the whole Masechta, but that's not finished. Anyway, Marsha says, Tosis and Daf Dalet talked about it. And by Tosis and Dalet Amud Aleph, Tosis talked about Eilanis. Tosis said, if an Eilanis, if you're going to say that when an Eilanis, you don't know a woman's an Eilanis until she's 20 years old. So Tosis asked, when she's a Ketana, how are you going to know that she's an Eilanis? She'll be sold for an Amavriya. You won't know until she's 20 years old that she was an Eilanis. You'll think she was sold as an Amavriya. You'll work with her. So Taisus said, and the Gemara says that an Eilanis you can't sell for an Amavriya, even though you can sell a Ketana to be an Amavriya, but not an Eilanis, because she'll never come Lidei Simanim. So Taisus said, Rachinami, you don't know. If you sell her as Amavriya, she's an Amavriya. Later, when she hits 20 years old, so Lemafreya, your father has to give back the money, and the Ordain has to give back Maisi Adea. In other words, you take it, don't know. So that's the way I would think you deal with an alienist. If you ask me, how do you deal with an alienist? You deal with a girl when she's a ketana, you assume she's normal. And later, when she hits 20 years old, you find out she's an alienist, you go back to Mefreya, and then you undo whatever was done improperly. That's what Tosis says. If respect the Marsha. It makes a lot of sense. So here, Chayavan Olam Shemesh Asish. Yechayiv if someone's Bayal Harat Eishas Ish. So Taisis brings some Sanhedrin. Maybe she's an Eilinis. She's 3 years old. Maybe she's an Eilinis. How do you give Misa? Taisis says, you go Basarai if you give Misa. Frak the Marsha, what's the problem? Wait until she gets older. Until she hits 20. And then you'll know she's not an alienist. Until she gets other rayas that she's not an alienist. And then give the misa. Someone's bayala. So you don't know if the person's chayav misa or not. So wait. Like I said there, you wait until she gets older. Until you can tell. Either she'll bring Tushar Saris when she's 12, you know she's not an alienist. Or she'll go till you can wait till 20 to know if she's an alienist. And then when you find out, so if she brings Tesaris when she's 12, then you give this gentleman, this Avarian, you give him misa for being bayala. What's the whole problem? Right, anyone is not a hard thing. You wait until you see what happens, and then you paskin whatever, you go back and paskin. So what's the whole sichsuch there, besides the Sanhedrin, that you must be a gobasarayv? Who says you gobasarayv? Maybe you don't gobasarayv, you wait until she's a gedayla, and then you paskin. Is there kashan toisis on the Gemara Sanhedrin? Is it really kashan toisis? I understand. He's to Mashah saying it on toisis. It seems...
We go
Basarai, so we have to kiss off, or we should go Basarai, and we should not sell her. Oh, you mean it's a Kashan, Tosef Tafdal, that's what you mean with Kashan here. Okay, no, but you can't prove from this price. It's a Kashan Gemara Sanhedrin. How can you prove, it's a Raya, go Basarai? How can the Gemara prove that? There's no Raya from here, go Basarai. Maybe you wait till she brings Simonim. So it's a Kashan, really, the Gemara Sanhedrin. Is that the way Tosef says yesterday? The Mashah yesterday, I think.
The whole problem
is that. Parach, yeah. Yeah, it's a kasha on the Gemara in Sanhedrin.
The whole problem is, it's not if you marry her, then it's a problem. And without Misa, so when he was born, then she wasn't male anymore. By Kedushin, it's a problem.
No, maybe she was a male, since we didn't know.
But she was young, it doesn't make a difference. The whole problem is once you get older, the problem. Then the Kedushin, the problem with the Kedushin. But the Misa, so what are you going to wait for when you get older? Then she was.
Well, she's now 5 years old. She's married. If she's an alienist, she's not married. There was a Mekatos, right? But we don't know if she's an alienist. Right? Because the Kedusha would have been a Kedusha Tos if she's an alienist. So now at age 5 already, we don't know, is she married, isn't she married? So Gemara Sanhedrin says, how could you get Misa if someone's by Elhar? So Gemara says, you go by Sarah. So Mechites, you go by Sarah. Maybe you don't go by Sarah. You wait until she becomes 12 and she reaches Tesaris. And then you pass get Misa on the person who's by Elhar. Yes.
Is she allowed to stay with her husband now after someone's bowed?
Is she allowed to stay with her husband? This, yes, because...
Really know she's not, you know.
Yes, so Pita Ketana Aynesu. A Ketana is always considered an Aynes. If her husband's a Kayin, she'll be Asa to him. If her husband's Yisrael, then she's Mutter to him.
Okay.
If the husband's a Kayin, so she'll be Asa to Mama Nashach. If she's an Aynes, the Mekotos. If she's not an Aynes, then she's Asa because then it was a marriage and she's Nibala. So again, it's not a problem. Huh?
So right now,
I know for sure that she's not married. She can't stay with him. One of Shasha can stay. If she's an Elinist, she's a Mekatos. And if she's not an Elinist, then it's a good marriage. And then she's an Eshish, then she's awesome. What?
Shalvini Adin.
You
can wait 7 years.
So don't paskin away. That's what I said. Wait the 7 years, and then paskin, and then bring the aid. So the Masha answers. No, you can't do that. Because it would be Hasra Safik. If you're going to give a man as Bayal of a 5-year-old girl, and you give Hasra, you know, she's Neshesh, she's going to get Misa. That's Hasra Safik. Maybe she'll be an Eilinus. So the Eitz of just saying, I'll wait till she's 12 and see, that's not going to help. Because it's Hasra Safik at the time you give her Hasra. It's Hasra Safik. So Mimela is Dr. Marsha, it's a raya, so how could you give Asra? How can you be Chayalom Mishamesh Asish? Selamai, it's a raya, Hochanacha Harayv. That's the Gemara's raya in Sanhedrin. How do we prove you go Basarayv? Because if you don't go Basarayv, it's not a good Asra, it's Asra Safik. That's what the Marsha says. Now this Marsha is significant. It's funny because the sugya is talking about bi'eris nois and sunois. Agav that we bring in the whole mishnah b'shalishan. Agav that Tosis brings in the inyan of elinus, and agav that Rasha brings in the inyan of asra safik. What's the sugya of this Rasha? Dine hasra safik, which is sort of a Marsha's agav of Tosis, which is an agav of the Gemara, which the Gemara itself is agav the ibay. It's like so far removed from the Ikar sugya. Yet there is a chakira in many achrayim, including the Shev Shmaitz and the Shari Yasher, on the gedarim of Hasra Safik. What is Hasra Safik? The Marsha here is saying that if you have a person who's 5 years old and will be slipping if she's an alienist, we won't know till later, and we give a man Hasra for being Baal Had, that would be Hasra Safik Lulei that Tochanach Arayim. But Be'etzem, that would be Asra Safik. The Marsha is the Karnei Re'eim, and the Marsha asks that Shver from a Taisvis in Yavavis. Taisvis in Yavavis, Adav Pei, says, what's Asra Safik? What's the classic case of Asra Safik? The classic case is you have a boy who's born to a woman who was married, divorced, remarried, had a baby 7 months later, and we don't know who's the father. Is the father the first husband and it's 9 months since her divorce? Or is the her father the second husband and it's 7 months? It's before DNA. So we don't know which one's the father. DNA will pass the show. And what happened? Now he went and he hit his father. He has two men, he's not sure which one's the father. See, when he hit one of them, they gave him Asra. You hit him, you get Misa, if he's your father. So he hit, he's not going to get Misa, right? Because it might not be his father. Then he went to the second one, and he hit the second one. They gave him Asra, if you hit him, you'll get Misa. What? 1 second. If you hit the second one, you'll get Misa hitting the second one. So, again, the second one, he can't get Misa. Maybe it's not his father. But Lachaira, once he hit both of them, so Mamarashach, he gets Misa. He'll get Misa for one or the other, whichever one it is, he should get Misa for. The Be'etzem, it's true, he should get Misa. Just, it's Asra Safik. The reason he doesn't get Misa is not because he wasn't over the Aveira, it's because the Asra was Asra Safik. So that's the classic case of Asra Safik.
What if they want to be
if they want to get both of them? Well, but they include them both as one. If he does it both in one shot, in one makkah, then he'll get Misa. So Zot Taisus in Yavamis, that's a case of Asra Safik where it'll never be a Gloy Milsalam Afreya. It's a suffix that we're always going to have. The suffix will never be nizgal. We'll never know which one's the father. All that happens later is a mamanafshach happens. Mamanafshach is haimis. But well, if the suffix will never be as nizbar l'mafreya. So Taisus, that's called hasra suffix. M'shein kein. If you have a situation where it'll be nizbar l'mafreya later, that's not Asra Safik. Something that you can that later on you'll be able to be Mevar is not Asra Safik. And the case he brings is a case of a 13-year-old boy who ate Chalef, but he does not have Shtei Saris. Ben Yudgimel. Shaloi Hevi Shtei Saris. And he ate Chalef. And they gave him Asra. You're going to get Malkus. So what's the din? He's over 13, doesn't have Shtei Saris, he ate Chalef. Is he Zichai Malkus? It depends. If he'll bring Shtei Saris next year or sometime, then it'll be, that means he was a cotton when he ate the Chalef. So he's put. If he'll go till 20 without Shtei Saris, and we'll pass in half simani sris, we'll pass in his sris, then it'll be a gadol from 13, and then he does get malchus. So in that case, the Gemara in Yevamis says we wait till he's 20, and if he's 20, he brings him on his wrist, we give him malchus feeding the chaylev. So Taisa says, we see it's not asra safik, it's a gloyal Muslim afreya that he was a god. So the kasha on our Taisvis is from there. It's really a riddle. I mean, the answer is a purely logical answer. The person sits down, thinks about it. You can figure out an answer. But the kasha is, we have two cases. Listen to two cases. You try to figure out the difference between them. You have till Sunday to figure out the difference, okay? The difference, the two cases. One case is, both cases are, one is Eilonis, one is Siris. It's basically the same case. One case, a person who's 13, over 13 years old, 13 and a half, or 14, doesn't have Shtei Saris. He eats Chaylev, they give him Asra. So we say, we don't know if we can give him Malkus. Maybe he's a cotton. So if he gets Shtei Saris, let's say when he's 15, it will show that he was a cotton until now. He's putter for Malkus. However, if we wait till he's 20 years old, and he brings some money to us, then we will give him Malkus. And we say, it's not Asra Safik. We give him Asra. Tell him, listen, you're over 13. If you can eat that, you'll get Malkus. Unless it'll be this bar, you're a cotton, then you won't. But Taisa says, Igloyu Muslim Afreya, and he has a din of a gadol when he was 13. It's not a problem with Asra Safik. We told him a Klarazach. We told him, listen, you eat the Chaylev, you'll get Malkus if you're a gadol. Are you a gadol? We'll find out. But if you are. In our case, the Marsha says, no, in our case it is Asra Safik. What's our case? Our case seems to be the same thing. You have here a girl who's 5 years old. She got married. And someone's mezana with her. Is she an Eishes Ish or not? Depends. If later on it'll be in this bar she's an alienist, then she's not an Eishes Ish. If later on it'll be in this bar she's a Gedayla, then she is Eishes Ish. So Masha says, look, L'charu, we should wait till she's 13. And she'll bring Shtei Saris, or 14 or 15, whatever age. She'll bring Shtei Saris, and then we'll give Misa. So like the Masha, here we can't do that. It'll be Asra Safik. It'll be Asra Safik at the time she was 5. They gave him Asra. It'll be Asra Safik. The Chayr, it's exactly the same case. One case, he was out with a woman. He say, we'll find out later if you're an alienist or not. We'll see if the man gets Misa. In the other case, he ate Chaylev, and we'll wait and see if you're a Sris or not. We'll see if you get Malkus. Now, one is Malkus, one is Misa. There's no reason to make any distinction between Malkus and Misa. So the Karni Reim, yes, on the Marsha, what's the difference between these two cases? Truth is, if you speak out both cases, I think you'll come to an answer. Mitzvah Shem, Reb Shimon, and the Shari Yosher, Chelek Shar Aleph, the beginning of Perek Gimel, he doesn't bring the Karni Reim's Kasha. He has to steer between two other Taisas, but it's the same steer. And he says, Geder, that's a very beautiful soul between them, and Yitzhak Hashem, and we'll come back to that next time.